In the decades since the Iranian Revolution, immigrants from there have made it to the corner offices of corporate America, academia, and Hollywood, but they're largely absent from the political scene. In the U.S., the highest-ranking Iranian-American elected official is a freshman state representative from suburban Seattle. But his heritage is not the only thing worth noticing about Representative Cyrus Habib. Correspondent Tom Bonzi has this profile.
History was in the making last summer and fall in the suburbs east of Seattle, but voters didn't know that when a vaguely Middle Eastern-looking man came knocking. The first thing they probably noticed was that he's blind.
You know, I wear sunglasses, as do many people who are blind, and I use a cane.
Cyrus Habib says he doorbelled 7,000 homes in his campaign for an open seat in the Washington state legislature.
It happened not infrequently that people, I think, would seeing me walk up the front steps would assume that I was with Community Services for the Blind. You know, they'd be surprised when I'd answer the door and say, I'm running for office. And, you know, then they became much more guarded.
Undaunted, Habib raised more money to win election than any other Washington House candidate in state history. The first-time candidate appealed to Iranian-American donors far beyond Seattle, dozens of whom gave the maximum allowed.
It was gratifying. You know, I think we are at a critical moment as a community of Iranian-Americans or Middle Eastern-Americans.
The 31-year-old is the first Iranian-American to be elected to a state legislature in the U.S., that from the Iranian-American Political Action Committee. Habib was born in the USA, the only child of parents who emigrated from Iran in the 1970s. His election victory resonates widely among Iranian immigrants, according to Iranian-born nonprofit executive Goli Ameri. She herself made a failed bid for Congress as a Republican from Oregon in 2004. Ameri says Habib's success in politics could signal the cracking of what she calls the last glass ceiling.
This is the one area where the Iranian-American community has not had the same level of accomplishments as they've had, you know, for example, in the business community or in the healthcare, medical, academic. And it's a great start.
Ameri says Iranian Americans have traditionally shied away from politics.
You know, politics coming from Iran, it was not exactly something that you were encouraged to participate in. In fact, if anything, I think people shied away from it and fled from it. So it wasn't something that was natural or instinctive.
As for Habib, he's a lawyer by trade, but caught the political bug early on.
I first volunteered on political campaigns when I was in high school on the campaign of Gary Locke, who ran for governor, our first ever Chinese-American governor in the United States, and of course now our ambassador to China.
In his home state, Habib is much better known for overcoming blindness than for his ethnic heritage. A rare childhood cancer took his eyesight at the age of 8.
I use software, what's called text-to-speech software, so it reads what's on the screen. I'm able to type normally just like anyone else, but it reads back what's on the screen.
My God.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dolphin on speed or something.
Yes.
And you... Well, I have no idea what they said.
Really?
Yeah. Did you catch all...
Yeah, so it was listing, Ohio and Delaware and Texas and their B&O tax regimes.
Habib is a Democrat. His political agenda fits what you might expect from a suburban state legislator. There's nothing to do with foreign affairs. He's concerned with school funding, traffic congestion, and job creation.
Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order.
Occasionally, his blindness and policy interests converge, as happened at a recent committee hearing about setting standards for high-tech self-driving cars.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I promise this is a question, not a comment, but how close are we to the day when you can also put your blind legislative colleague in a car and say, get him to JLOB?
That's a government building.
And trust that it'll happen.
In the meantime, Representative Habib has a legislative aide to help him navigate the crowded halls and show him where to sign things. He says lobbyists and even members of the opposition party have been quick to offer an arm or a pointer, too.
You know, I'm a social person. I'm also from a kind of a Mediterranean culture, so we're very, you know, very kind of warm. And, you know, so taking someone's arm and walking around is actually perfectly within my comfort zone, which you don't always find in the Seattle area, by the way.
I asked Representative Habib if he sees himself as a pioneer or a role model.
I think every person's story is unique. And so, I don't think role model is probably not the right term because people will chart their own path. But blind children need to know that with hard work and opportunity, they can achieve their dreams. And what's more, others in society need to know that.
Habib there didn't mention his Iranian heritage, but consider this anecdote. Back in November, the Voice of America's Persian Language Service posted a brief bit about Habib's election on its Facebook page. That item, in Farsi, became the site's most viewed post of 2012, beating out the U.S. presidential race and even the Iran nuclear standoff. One man commenting from Tehran wrote, "Now that's what I call a free country." I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.